Did you happen to be the kid who, no matter where they were, they had their nose in a book or a magazine or a newspaper, anything they could get their hands on to read? Because I was, and I kind of got into a lot of trouble for it. But it was also no surprise to anyone in my family that I grew up to be the adult who always has a book on her. You never know when you might need it, be that it's a digital format, physical copy, audiobooks. But I have to admit, physical copies rule. This is why I'm quite excited about today's episode. You enjoyed our last episode, where we brought you our stories from the February edition of the Paw Print in audio format, that we decided we needed to do it again. So today, we are reading some inspiring stories about community. My name is Paula, I'm your host for today's episode, and you're listening to the Nova Scotia SPCA podcast. Our first story today is all about legacy. Bodge's Legacy of Love Lives On by Judy Lane. A lifetime of unconditional love, trust, steadfast loyalty, and devotion. Anyone who has been blessed to have a dog will tell you that the things dogs share with us are the greatest gifts you could ever receive. And sometimes, a dog's legacy of love lives on even after they've crossed the Rainbow Bridge. For 12 years, a beautiful German Shepherd named Bodge shared her love, loyalty, and zest for living with her family. When Bodge's dad, Sir Paul, was diagnosed with ALS, she went above and beyond to comfort him. Bodge actually saved her dad's life on 4 documented occasions. When Bodge passed away, the family was devastated. She had left huge paw prints on their hearts. They looked for a meaningful way to honor her caring spirit and intelligence, yet be of practical use. Through the SPCA, they created the Bodge von Granville Scholarship to help those pursuing higher education in the field of animal welfare. Each year, a deserving student is awarded $500 towards education. This year, the scholarship was doubled to $1,000. After receiving many amazing applications, Eliana Kennedy was selected as the 2024 recipient of Bodge's scholarship. Aliena is pursuing a veterinary technology diploma at Olds College of Agriculture and Technology in Olds, Alberta. Aliena has always loved animals. She shared, "My first pet was a cat named Tare, and she was truly the best. She was incredibly patient with me, especially since I was quite young when we got her. Even though she was a farm cat, she lived an amazing life. She made it to 15 years old. Tare was the most cuddly and affectionate cat, loving everyone she met. She was my first real connection to animals, and from then on, I knew there would always be a huge part of my life." I asked Aliena when she recognized her calling to veterinary medicine. "I think I always knew," she said. "When I was in kindergarten, I told my teacher I wanted to be a vet. At the time, I didn't even know vet techs existed. At 16, I started volunteering at Haven Kennewaid Animal Rescue, and that was when I truly realized how much I loved being around animals and learning about their care. At 18, I got my first veterinary job at Guardian Veterinary Center, then at Avian Exotic Veterinary Services. I didn't care how long the days were. Helping animals and educating their owners felt like a dream come true. Later, I volunteered at a wildlife rehabilitation center. Every hands-on experience taught me something new and solidified my passion for this field." The scholarship in Bodge's memory resonated deeply with Aliena. She stated, "Bodge's story is incredibly touching, and it really highlights the profound impact that animals have on our lives. Reading about Bodge's intelligence, loyalty, and deep connection with her family reminded me of my own pets and how much they shaped my love for animals. It's inspiring to see her legacy live on through this scholarship, supporting those of us who have dedicated our lives to animal care." In the second year of her vet tech program, Aliena's studies are going well. "The program is definitely challenging, but I love it," she related. "At first, I was hesitant about going back to school at 25 because I thought I'd be older than most of my classmates. But once I started, I realized that people in my class range from 18 to 45, and that made me feel a lot more at home. I chose Olds College because it is a condensed 16-year program. I don't want to spend extra time away from doing what I love. Looking back, I think if I had started this program at 18, I might have felt discouraged about how tough it is. But now I'm much more focused and determined, and I know this is exactly where I'm meant to be. Aliena is actually thinking about pursuing higher education to become a veterinarian after graduating. She shared, "While studying at Olds, I learned about St. Matthew's University, which offers a fast-track program that allows students to become a veterinarian in just 3 years. Knowing that there are pathways to continue my education makes me really optimistic about the future. I've worked with a wide variety of animals, but I'm really interested in zoo animal medicine, and I love to expand my skills in that area." I asked Aliena what she finds to be the most rewarding part of becoming a vet tech. "Seeing an animal recover from a serious illness or injury is one of the most rewarding feelings in the world," she replied. "Animals can speak, but they communicate so much through their actions, and it's incredible to witness their resilience. I also love being able to support both the animals and their owners, helping them understand what's happening and guiding them through difficult situations. Even the smallest acts of kindness, like making an anxious pet feel safe, can make a huge impact." Budget scholarship has been an incredible help to Aliena financially, especially in such an intense and fast-paced program. She noted, "It allows me to focus more on my studies and less on financial stress, which makes a huge difference. More than that, it's inspiring to know that Budget's legacy is supporting students like me who are passionate about animal care." Aliena is deeply grateful to Baja's family for creating the scholarship. She explained, "It's clear from Baja's story that she was an extraordinary dog, and I think it's beautiful that her love and dedication live on by supporting future veterinarian professionals. The family's generosity is making a real difference in the lives of students like me, and I hope to honor Baja's memory by continuing to provide compassionate care to animals." Inspired by Baja's scholarship, Aliena intends to pay it forward in the future. "I know firsthand how much of an impact this scholarship has had, and I'd love to be in a position one day to help others in the same way," she said. "Whether it's mentoring future vet techs, donating to scholarship programs, or volunteering even more, I want to give back to the profession that has given me so much." Aliena encourages others to pursue a career in animal welfare, particularly in these times when we are facing a shortage of veterinary professionals across the country. "If you have a passion for animals, go for it, but be prepared for hard work," she stated. "This field is emotionally and physically demanding, but it's also one of the most rewarding careers out there. There will be long days, difficult cases, and a heartbreaking moment. But knowing you're making a real difference in the lives of animals and their families makes it all worth it. Also, never stop learning. Veterinary medicine is constantly evolving, and staying curious and open to new knowledge will help you grow in your career." Aliena also encourages others to apply to Baja's 2025 scholarship. She exclaimed, "Do it! Scholarships like this not only help financially, but also serve a reminder that people believe in your passion and your future in this field." To find out more about the Von Granville Scholarship or to apply for this amazing opportunity, you can visit the Nova Scotia SPCA's website. If you'd like to honor the life and memory of a treasured pet and explore the establishment of a scholarship that lets their legacy live on, please reach out to the Nova Scotia SPCA for help. Also, did you know that the Nova Scotia SPCA College of Animal Welfare offers a veterinary assistant program? It is unique among other VA programs in that students receive more hands-on experience. And stay tuned for information on a new Register of Veterinary Technology program and be the first ones in line to apply. For more info on both programs, visit spcacollege.ca. And that concludes our first story. And before we jump into our next one, please, please, please take a second to hit that subscribe button. It would mean so much to us. That way you'll never miss a tale from inside the Nova Scotia SPCA. Our second story is written by none other than your host. So hopefully I'll do a good job representing myself here. A Season of Change. Astrophe's Adoption Tale. The leaves lost their green hue, turning yellow. The clothes became warmer. A new building opened its doors to the community. And Nacho still waited for his family. The now one-year-old tabby kitten came into the Pictou SPCA shelter as a stray in July 2024. He had some medical issues that needed attention, but with the necessary loving care, Nacho was ready to make his big debut. But time passed, and he was still here. He even got to say goodbye to the old Pictou shelter and welcome the new North Nova SPCA. Until a day, at the beginning of November 2024, when the door to the cat room he was in opened. Immediately, Nacho had a cat feeling about the person on the threshold. I walked into the viewing room. The other cat ran away, and Nacho threw himself at my feet and laid there gazing up at me. Picked him up and got lots of purring and cuddles. He was definitely the one, his mom Jean remarked about their first meeting. And so, after months in the shelter, Nacho went home. A home with another cat, Squirrel. And it was that first meeting between the two of them that Jean was a little worried about. Nacho was ready to play from the start, already comfortable in his new house. Squirrel, on the other hand, wasn't too sure about his new roommate. But Nacho decided he wasn't going to let that deter him. With a lot of perseverance, Nacho succeeded. A few days later, he made Squirrel his best friend and even got himself a new name, Astrophe, aka the Catastrophe. And their bond only continued to strengthen in the following weeks. Astrophe followed me everywhere, he still does, so was always at risk of being stepped on. A couple of weeks after he arrived, I accidentally stepped on his tail. Within seconds, Squirrel was in the doorway glaring at me for hurting his friend, said Jean. A few months after Astrophe found his perfect home, he continued to show his true personality. He's one ADHD kitten. He tears around the house with his favorite toy, a black twist tie, until he collapses into an exhausted heap. But if I leave the room, he has to come with me no matter how tired he is. He's the most loving cat I have ever had. He loves to come and snuggle, and if he misses his cuddle time one day, he makes up for it the next. He hasn't changed at all, Jean described him. And he's also an expert cuddle, loving his morning routine with this person, moments that Jean has come to treasure. And she's ready to make even more memories with him and Squirrel. Can't wait to take him to the cottage this summer. There's birds and squirrels and chipmunks to watch from the screen port, even bears sometimes, and mice to chase inside. Until then, Astrophe continues doing some of his favorite things, like playing with Squirrel, watching birds at the bird feeder, chewing the shower curtain, and climbing into grocery bags. Our favorite play activity is rolling a ball around the floor. We also sweep floors together, and he helps me make beds by climbing under the sheets, Jean added. It might not have been a long time since Astrophe joined the family, but they already don't remember a time before him. Obviously, there is more floors to sweep, and Jean always has to look down before moving. A lesson learned, but Astrophe's home where he belongs. He was a long timer at the North Nova shelter, patiently waiting. Yet he never lost hope. A new season came and went by and waited the opportunity for a new beginning. We think of spring as the rebirth season, but change can happen anytime, and it can be a good thing. A lesson Astrophe took in stride and made sure to not waste a second enjoying his new start with his perfect family. And there are other pets just like Astrophe waiting for the new season change at our shelters across the province. You can visit them in person or take a pic at our website. And if one steals your heart, Jean has a bit of great advice for any future adopters. Ask lots of questions. Get as much background information as you can. If you can, pay several visits and make sure the pet will fit your lifestyle. And the biggest one, let the pet choose you. I agree with Jean on that one. Let the pet choose you. My beloved dog, Summer, definitely did not choose us when we went to visit her the first time we were in a shelter. She just put her nose through the kennel and was too excited to be outside to even bother to look at us. I still remember that. And yet somehow we loved her so much that we took her home. And yeah. Maybe that's how she chose us. I don't know. I guess we'll never know. She didn't talk. I wish she did. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, a quick 5-star rating helps us share more heartwarming stories with other animal lovers like you. Our next story, the third one so far, it's also an adoption story, and it is so sweet. Honestly, so sweet. If you have the chance on going on our website, after you listen to this podcast, obviously, and see the pictures, they are so worth it, because this doggo is absolutely the cutest doggo. The young Rottweiler mix was brought into the Dartmouth SPCA on March 8, 2024. From there, he spent nearly a month at the shelter before being transferred to Yarmouth SPCA, where he waited to find his person. That person turned out to be Karen and her boyfriend Bob. Karen and Bob were already familiar with the SPCA adoption process, as that's where they found their boxer Ellie, who had recently passed away. The loss of their beloved Ellie had left an undeniable hole in their hearts. Hoping to find an older dog to welcome into their home, they visited the SPCA, and that's when they met 11-month-old Trigger, who would soon fill that hole in their hearts. "The first time I met him, I thought he had the cutest ears I have ever seen," says Karen. "On one visit, he walked over to me, calmly sat on my feet, and looked up as if to say, 'I just want to be loved.' I could tell he was very smart. There was so much behind those eyes." After a few visits, Karen and Bob knew Trigger was the one, and they brought him home. Their first adventure together was a trip to the beach. "We brought him to the beach for a run first, as we live across from the ocean, and then he should start getting used to it. He's not one for swimming, but he loves to run on the sand and splash in the shallow salt water," says Karen. When Trigger first arrived in his new home, Karen and Bob tried crating him for a few hours while they were at work, but that only lasted a day. "He looked like he was in jail, and I just couldn't do it," says Karen. Fortunately, Trigger was a perfect gentleman in the house. No scratching, no biting, no tearing things up. Instead, he would wait patiently for them to come home from work. Trigger quickly became a big part of their family, even winning over Karen's two older cats, MJ and Pickles, though it took some time. "They were mortal enemies for about 6 months," says Karen. "Now it's a day-by-day thing. When the cats walk by, Trigger still starts wagging. The cats look annoyed, but tolerate his playful energy." Despite his playful and loving nature, Trigger has his boundaries. He doesn't do well with other dogs and prefers to be an only child in that regard. However, he absolutely thrives around people, especially children and the elderly. Karen's two-year-old granddaughter was introduced to him slowly and carefully. "We made sure he was comfortable and gave him lots of treats. He gets excited and likes to jump, so we keep an eye on him, and he does great with children." Trigger has even become a regular visitor at Karen's father's long-term care facility. "He absolutely loves the elderly. He gets lots of pats on the head, and he's so gentle with my dad," she says. Trigger's daily routine is a mix of fun and affection. Mornings start with breakfast, snuggles, and ear scratches, followed by aggravating the cats, of course. Then it's time for a walk or a ride in the car. After lunch, he loves to nap and play with his toys, says Karen. At night, he sleeps near the end of the bed, always ready to protect his home. He's a fierce protector, but not mean in any way. He barks at knocks on the door. He knows this is his home, and he takes that seriously, says Karen. It's clear that Trigger has not only found a loving home, but is also given so much love in return. "After Ellie passed, I didn't think I could love another dog like I loved her," says Karen. "But I've come to realize our hearts just get bigger so the love can fit." Karen, Bob, and even the reluctant cats agree that Trigger has completed our family. "He's so smart. I know he understands everything we say and tries to talk back," Karen says. "And Trigger always keeps his family entertained with his quirks, which include the occasional fridge opening trick and spinning in circles when he hears the word walk." "I think he knows he's handsome," Karen laughs, "and he should. His ego is big, and that's okay." Karen encourages everyone considering adopting a pet to check out the SPCA. They supplied us with food, a crate, leash, education, and support, she says. They went above and beyond to ensure that Trigger went to a good, stable home. I echo that sentiment that Karen said in the last line. I think it was very beautifully put, all that we want is to give our furry friends good, loving, stable homes. Do you know someone who loves animals just as much as you do? because we would like for you to share this podcast with them so they can hear these incredible rescue stories too, and all the other episodes that we've done so far and that we'll continue to do. And with that, we're moving on to our fourth and last story, written by yours truly, again. Where the Heart Heals. Most people knew that Dr. Kim Murphy would become a veterinarian before she did. An animal lover since she was a kid, her first aspiration was to be a marine biologist. Once I made it to high school and career decisions became more of a reality, I realized I wanted to make a living in my hometown, she recalled. But she was still unsure where that career would take her. So she decided to take part in a co-op program in 12th grade. I was assigned to volunteer at a local veterinary hospital. My second week there, the veterinarian performed an emergency C-section on a dog. As the doctor helped bring each new little life into the world, it was all hands on deck to resuscitate the pups. I received a crash course on what it means to save a life, and I have been hooked ever since. Her path would take her to start her post-secondary education at Dalhousie Faculty of Agriculture before heading to PEI to finish her studies at the Atlantic Veterinary College. She had the skills and the passion to go anywhere else, but her heart was set on one place. Cape Breton Island. It goes without saying that islanders can be described as kind, compassionate, and genuine, she said when asked why her hometown is a great place to practice veterinary medicine. From beloved family dogs to feral cat colonies in our communities, the people of Cape Breton know the importance of animal health and welfare for all. Because of this, most of our clients have a deep respect and appreciation for what we do, which makes our jobs so much more fulfilling. The growing demand for veterinary services has been felt nationwide for the past several years, and smaller communities in particular, such as Cape Breton, have felt the effect of this ongoing issue. So, in 2021, we established the first social enterprise hospital in Eastern Canada, the SPCA Veterinary Hospital in Dartmouth, with a location opening in Cape Breton not too long after. Now called Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, a change to reflect and reinforce the fact that we are open and available to everyone. It serves three local communities across the province, Dartmouth, Cape Breton, and Stellarton. Dr. Murphy joined Cape Breton Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital in 2023. It was clear from the way she was welcomed that the community had a connection with her. And that to her is what makes this career even more special. I feel being a veterinarian is an impactful career in any town. However, personally providing veterinary care where I grew up is much more meaningful to me. From family and friends to neighbors and old school teachers, I've been able to provide services to people who shaped me into the person I am today. To me, that is the ultimate privilege in my career. Tartan Tails has deep local roots, having always been Nova Scotian proud. The veterinary hospital, similar to the tartan itself, symbolizes family and hope for new beginnings. Fur patients and their families get the love and care they need, all wrapped up in the well-known Nova Scotian hospitality. And Dr. Murphy added, although the shortage crisis in our profession persists, Tartan Tails is fully staffed and ready to provide compassionate care in a timely fashion. This commitment to both the community and its furry residents is what truly sets Tartan Tails apart. Dr. Murphy goes on to say, we're truly here to help. We pride ourselves in caring for the community members and strive to create a supportive environment in which we adapt to clients' individual circumstances while ensuring their beloved pets receive the care they deserve. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to keep more pets in loving homes. You can find out more information by visiting tartantailsvet.ca and booking an appointment today for your furry friend at the nearest location to you. And with that, we're wrapping up this episode of the Nova Scotia SPCA podcast. We hope you enjoyed the stories and felt inspired by the incredible tales that unfold within the walls of the Nova Scotia SPCA. Thank you for listening and for being part of our compassionate community. Until next time, take care and give your furry friends an extra cuddle from us.